Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
Not interested in that, are you?
In what?
Halloween party. Well, this is what it is.
We're dressed as the devil.
No, that's what we're doing. Well, hey, you might win the damn prize. Trying to, you know, get us a little DJ, get us a roller rink, and you know, have us a good night. But like I said, you're more than welcome. Since it's Halloween, I mean, we don't go out no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we still have that.
It's a great holiday.
You know what I'm saying? So we're
candy and costume.
Yeah.
How can you beat that? Right.
You don't like to look too far ahead, but Halloween's coming. It's always been a special time for you.
Yeah. Right, and I look forward to the Jets, Tom.
Big decoration day. You can get the Halloween decorations up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. All right. Thanks.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985.
I give Tommy Curran all the credit in the world just to try to. He knew that Bill Belichick was going to get pissed, and he knew he wasn't going to like that question, and he asked it anyway and kept needling him about it. And I want to hear you be grumpy about Halloween.
Yep. I guess that Wallach and I should feel bad about ourselves today.
Why?
There was a whole soiree going over, and you were invited to at Joe Murray's house.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't make the list.
Murray Fest.
We were not
invited.
Stuck
behind the velvet robes.
Guys, Wallach and I were not invited. And Dan did not get invited. Mike did not get invited.
Oh.
Rich got thrown in.
Invitation. I did. I told him I couldn't go.
Good for you.
But it looked like it was a blast. There was a lot of casual wear out there in the backyard.
I saw pictures.
Everyone dressed to impress. But Bird went. Nick went. And then Rich was invited.
Yep.
But Dan, Mike, John, and I not invited.
Yeah. Kind of weird. That seems kind of random and arbitrary that you like split the show right down the middle like that.
I mean, well, Nick and Bird go to anything. That's Bird in the other room. You go to Kowloon every time they have something, so yes, you go to everything.
That is true.
I mean, they're if you invite Bird and Nick somewhere, they're going. There's no doubt about it.
That's a good point. They do show up to all those things.
Yeah, if you were worried about not having like people show up, you invite Nick and Bird, you got two right there.
Or is it if you have free food?
I don't know. I think just somewhere to go. I think a way to, you know, kill the day.
You know, Bird says it gets him out of the house. And to that, I say, well, that's probably true. Get away from Mom for a minute.
Well, he's out of the house constantly. He lives in Everett or wherever the hell he lives now. Maybe he doesn't.
Port of Pines.
Maybe he lives in Port of Pines where they're not so much in the road anymore. So, yeah, I mean, being stuck in the house in Everett is not something that happens. You're allowed out, at least on, but I don't know. Apparently, we're in the pay no mind list because I would have gone for sure. But, you know, I wasn't invited. I mean, where was it? Where does he live?
What part of town?
Oh, Peabody. Yeah, I would have been there for sure. Would have gone Saturday afternoon to Peabody.
Hey, Nick, get in here real quick.
Oh, even better. I would have gone Sunday afternoon to Peabody.
Yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm just a guy that pays the money to gamble my money.
I just want to know what happened at the Murray Fest yesterday. So the only thing I've seen is the photo
where it's got all you guys hanging out together. It's got Dan Lifshatz and some nice open-toed sandals that apparently were bright.
Yeah, they
bright
took
yellow.
They took a photo all together.
You
like
also didn't
photo.
See, but you the key was you did not see a picture of the booze that Bird brought. Oh, and I've shown this picture to Fred. There are, and I had, you know, I have photographic evidence of all of the alcohol that Bird brought, and it was enough to have a squadron get drunk. And then I had Bird in here. So I was like, all right, how much did you bring? He goes, not that much.
I'm not joking. I would have loved to have gone to that. I mean, that would have been.
Would have been fun.
It would have been fun as hell.
I would have gone.
Like, that's a fun group of people.
I would have gone.
Like, that's a decent
You would have
group.
Gone? I would have gone.
See,
I absolutely would have gone.
I let them know as soon as I got the invitation that I couldn't do it.
No, like, I would have gone.
Yeah, but I would have loved to have
Yeah,
gone.
When was how did you receive Dan has a good point. How did you receive this invite? Was it via email or was it face
to face? I think it was Facebook.
Oh,
Facebook.
Yep. Facebook.
Yeah. Wow.
The Bankroll Boys on Facebook?
Yep. Didn't get invited.
I think it was like a Facebook invite deal.
Man. Yep.
And
I'm not friends with them on Facebook, but they could have at least reached out and become friends, and then they could have asked me to go, and I could have said no, like a man.
So what happens at Murray Fest? Isn't that what it was being called?
It was a lot of football, a lot of food. There were Saugus wings there, and pizza, salad.
That means Sarge was there. Was Sarge there?
Yes,
of course Sarge was there.
How much did Sarge talk about his announcing gig?
A lot.
Of course he did.
Did he talk about all the big things it was going to do for him?
No, he was just saying how great of a experience it was for him.
Well, listen, I hope he gets it, but I also bet he was intolerable yesterday.
He was fine.
Or as Jay Stu said, Sarge was aggressive.
Yeah. He shouldn't want that gig. It's going to end up costing him
he
a lot of money.
He denied what you said.
But he's like a single what? Guy who cares. You know, it's like one of those things where he
wants
gives
money.
Gives him something to do.
It's going to cost him money.
He wants to do it.
Yeah, hold but on. He's stupid because his whole business is DJing. And if you take away weekend nights, it's worth nothing.
But wouldn't it also be added value to his DJing service to say that he's also the Bruins announcer?
You'd have to be super lame to go like, I want the Bruins announcer.
There's people who do that.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. The guy who I knew that used to do PA.
John Wallach, yes, got the, at your wedding.
That's
right. He was the guy who was the announcer for the Red Sox.
Like I said, that's pathetic.
But
it was a wonderful thing he did, Carl B.
Was that the one that didn't stick?
What? Oh, no. That was the one that I'm still married to,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, you had to change things up. So you had to make a
second time
effort.
Around, that one. Yeah.
You had to make a concerted effort.
That's right.
So I think it does add added value to his DJing and hosting gigs.
Yeah, but it doesn't
while
matter
taking
if you
dates
can't...
away from
Thank
him.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many dates during the year? It's like, what, 40? I mean,
41 plus playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
a lot of weekends.
That's a lot of weekends. And those are in.
Look, it's a prestigious gig, but for Fred's point, he's right.
It also
this
just
is going
like,
to take time away from
if him. If I don't have a family and I'm like a single guy, I wouldn't care. It's something to do. It's like two nights a week or, you know, whatever it averages out to.
If I was a single guy, that's the last thing I'd want to be doing on the weekends. It's, you can actually go out and try to get laid by people you've never met before.
Makes you a little more famous.
Oh,
makes you more recognizable.
Jesus. No one you knows who the PA guys
you,
are.
You have the best
who
seats
was
in
the
house.
Who was the last PA guy?
Jim Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
I actually,
and he replaced Joel Perlmutter before him.
The only reason I know this is because he just retired and they made a big deal out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Who's the, do you guys know?
But who, everyone's going to know who Sarge is because we're going to talk about
it. Yeah, but everyone knows who Sarge is anyway.
Celtics guy is Eddie Palladino.
Yeah, of course.
That I know.
Red Sox. Guy is Henry Mahigan. How far do you want to go on this? PA guy at,
you also
in
know
Foxborough
the,
is John Rook.
Yeah, you also know the BC soccer team's record. You're quite the Renaissance man, John.
But it could
to be so hyper-focused.
It could be good for a Tinder profile, you know, Bruins PA
yeah, girls,
announcer.
Girls will melt.
Oh, yeah.
Girls will melt as soon as they
They'll just throw their panties at their phone.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a second. You're making $50? They're calling it to saying the names of the players?
It's three digits, Fred. Three digits.
Well, he didn't get paid, so I will counter with, it. Yeah, it's three digits. They're all zero.
So
he went over. He made a point of saying it was over $100. Mm-hmm. When he has not been paid.
I think this is an audition.
Okay, Rich.
Yeah.
He lied in an exceptionally specific way about how much money he was making.
I also think he knows that it's more than three digits.
He doesn't know anything.
What do you think? You went and asked questions?
I think that also you talk to people.
Oh, please.
So you don't think you make more than $100 doing that?
No.
Honestly, I don't think it's
hell
nearly,
no.
I don't think it's very lucrative.
No.
Not lucrative,
no.
But more than $100.
No, it's not. No.
I don't know the answer to that.
No.
But it can't be much more than that.
What's minimum wage? 15 yes, now? Yes. Okay, so it's $15? Bert instantly knew the answer.
Well, my wife does that. My wife makes 18. So it's not like
that's fair. All right, so what was it a 4-hour gig you probably get paid for?
4 hours.
So you're probably right around $100. You're probably getting right around $100.
Wait, four times? Because
you're not making minimum wage. You're making more than minimum wage.
The Red Sox are 50.
I don't think that's true for a full game. I don't think 50.
John, how much was it to be the Red Sox announcer?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
It was $50.
It was, yeah. When Carl did it, he told me, I think it was 50.
And how long ago was that?
10 years.
Okay.
Jeez.
Right? Bird? How long? Yeah, Carl, right. Carl was there.
Yeah, I don't think inflation has kicked in. Bird doesn't make much. You don't make much more than minimum wage doing the security, do you?
No, not that much. Yeah.
Well, wait, first of all, what did Sarge deny that I said?
How he got the gig.
I have a guy who works for the Bruins who texted me and said that they didn't reach out to
him. I'm not doubting you. I believe you.
I'm honest to God.
That was funny because we did ask Sarge, did you reach out to them?
I found out almost immediately after the phone call that he was lying.
If you went through that phone call, he probably lied 8 times. But the two most important things were how they contacted him, which they didn't.
They did not contact him.
And then second of all, that he was going to make, he said over $200 is what he said. And then later in the phone call, he said he didn't know if he was going to get paid.
I think for that gig, that one that he did.
He said
if you hire
that
him, he's
night,
going to get paid.
Why are you defending him? He said
well, because they asked for his 401 is what it's called.
He said that
stuff.
Night that he had made over $200. And as it turns out, he didn't make anything. So I don't know why you're defending him. He lied.
Well, you said he wasn't going to make any money, and they asked for his, what's the name of the tax form? They're going to pay him.
The W-2. Yeah. But what are they, they're going to pay him for that night?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, fine. He can go and get the $50. When he could get a wedding gig that's like $25.
You think he charges
$2,500? You think someone's going to pay him
$2,500? That's true.
That's how much those guys make.
I don't think he.
Well, but this is Sarge we're talking about. I mean, I don't think he's. And listen, he's going to.
If you DJ a wedding and you're not getting $2,500, you're really selling yourself short. I mean, that's cheap for a wedding DJ.
Almost no charge for the Sarge.
Everything's negotiable.
So, anything else of note happened at Murray Fest 2019?
Am I missing anything?
No.
No.
Just hanging out, drinking.
Did anyone get super drunk?
What's that?
Did anyone get super drunk?
No.
No, but I got pretty close. I had to, calm down.
That's exciting.
A bit.
So what did you guys just eat there?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
A lot of food. Lots of food.
I wish I was invited, but I wasn't.
We were talking about that. Like, if we invited Fred, would he have showed up? All of us unanimous were like, nope.
No, I wouldn't have gone. No. There's not a chance I would have gone. I'm not going to Peabody for anything.
I honestly would have gone if it wasn't like a weekend where I got a million things going on.
Yeah. No, I got it.
No,
because it seemed like it was going to be fun as hell, to be quite honest.
Watching Dan and Joe watch games is very fascinating.
Because they have money on everything.
They have money on
what kind of setup does he have? Does he have like, because I know when they showed that dude from the gambling TV show that they did on HBO, he had like 7 TVs so he could keep an eye on all the games.
He had a giant TV in the living room. It had to be like a 60 inch. And then he set up a TV outside too.
Oh.
So.
Okay. There it is.
And he had Red Zone.
So he's got he's got a laptop going and the big TV going and a TV outside.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he had a TV outside because people were over.
I was about to say, that's not quite as impressive as I thought.
No. We were thinking of Francesa situation where he's got like 8 TVs.
Right.
All right.
And I blew Joe and Nick's mind last night. I told him on the Comcast channel, if you hit C, all the sports schedules pop up. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, oh my God, no way.
All right. Well, it sounds like everyone had a great time. Most of the show was not invited to, or half the show wasn't invited to. My goodness. Must be nice to be in the in crowd. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Well, it looks like the Patriots are going to be shorthanded this evening, but maybe not for long. Trade deadline looming. There's a couple of names that it sounds like the Patriots have their eyes on.
All right. We'll be right back.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
So as the Patriots head to MetLife Stadium to take on Sammy D and the boys, Pats are going to be a little lighter on offense, with the team announcing yesterday that Rex Burkhead, who has been dealing with a foot issue, was downgraded to out for tonight's game.
Scaredy cat.
That will now be three games in a row out for Burkhead. He joins Josh Gordon, who's going to be out with a knee/ankle injury.
He doesn't want to face the Williams brothers.
Tight end Matt Lacoste, who's out with a knee injury.
Top five D linemen, baby.
I'm telling you. And then he's scaring away Ryan Draft. Izzo as well. Well, we scare if you by mean he has a concussion.
Well, that's him. That was a sigh of relief.
And of course,
from everyone in the Jets, no Izzo.
And Michael Bennett, he's out for, well, picking a fight with a coach.
Yeah, he just was going to look silly trying to get Sammy D as he slithers through the pocket.
So you may not see any of those players tonight, but you will see the world premiere trailer for Star Wars Episode 9.
I had no idea new Star Wars was coming out.
The Rise of the Skywalker, which also means it will be the Rise of Schertenlieb around 9:30 this evening. The only unfortunate thing is that we will no longer have Sean McDonough on the broadcast to give us another amazingly awkward moment involving both him and a stormtrooper.
So there you have it, just a taste of what you can expect in December. You can see how excited first trooper to my right here is.
Well said.
Apparently, he's this really, social guy, and, everyone I hear talk about him, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, Sean did this and Sean did that, and it's all, funny. And you're like, why did you not have any charisma whatsoever on television?
I've never heard anyone fawned over more in, the Boston sports media, who, when you actually watched him and you're like, how could anyone say anything positive about this guy's broadcast?
It was funny, though, because he, belongs to this country club where he did. And he used to take, Ray Allen there and stuff, and, there were all these stories about how funny he was.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the
everything.
Same thing.
And I've seen him. I've seen him drunk off his ass. He can be that way. Okay. He can be. I've seen him that way.
Maybe he just didn't have the personality to not get beaten down by John Gruden.
I don't know. If you can't riff with a stupid stormtrooper.
He called Red Sox games for all those years with Remy, and they were good together. They were really good together.
Did you like him because he was good or because he was calling Red Sox games? And that just kind of gave you the warm fuzzies.
No. I understand your point, and I would have asked it too if I were you. No, I always thought he was good. I always thought he was good, but he comes from a certain school where play-by-play guys don't joke around. You know what I'm saying?
So he comes from the Stone Ages.
Yes, actually.
A lot of excitement here at Soldier Field. I'm joined by First Order Stormtrooper.
Hey, I have no argument here. You're absolutely right.
And Gruden was like, I'm not dealing with these nerds. He had nothing to do with the premiere of the Star Wars. Unless that was him in the Stormtrooper costume.
No, don't think that he would have pulled his gun out and ripped him in the back of the head?
Sure. So the Patriots offense is banged up, as I briefly just mentioned. You better believe reports are out everywhere that Bill Belichick has his eyes on beefing up that side of the ball before the trade deadline, and there just might be some pretty interesting names out there, starting with a report out of Denver that the 2-5 Denver Broncos are looking to trade Emmanuel Sanders, and that the team has already been taking calls from interested parties. Sanders, of course, in the final year of his contract, 30 catches for 367 yards and 2 touchdowns through the first 7 games of the season. But since that's Joe Flacco throwing to him, that's like having 2,000 yards and a dozen touchdowns on any other team. And when it comes to all things Patriots receivers, Antonio Brown is still trying to recoup all that money that he believes he's owed from both Oakland and the Patriots as he sits in no man's land doing nothing. However, because he's an absolute idiot who can't get out of his own way, he may have already self-sabotaged receiving millions of that money. And can you guess what he may have done to do it? There's a theme here. How did he self-sabotage himself?
On social media.
By text message.
Oh, text message. Okay.
He reportedly had sent multiple text messages to Mark Davis asking for his release, which would mean that the Raiders were only honoring his request and are not capable for any of that money. Do you know how dumb you have to be outsmarted by Mark Davis?
Mark Davis probably just doesn't know how text messages work. He never got any of them. No. Doesn't know how to retrieve them. So the Raiders still may have to pay him.
Oh, sure. I just have a strange feeling it was one of these things where somebody just said, hey, Mark, give me your phone. Let's see if anything gets... Oh, here we go. We don't owe you anything.
You think Davis has like the like fuzzy liner around his cell phone?
Oh, of course he does. Right. He's got the one...
Something that, in pink, perhaps?
No, the back of it looks like a Game Boy.
Yeah. No, he just has a calculator that says boob.
Look, I can make it spell this way. However,
I've reached the summit. There's nowhere to go but down from here.
Well, despite the text that he sent harassing the previously anonymous woman in the Sports Illustrated article who Antonio said Antonio approached her naked while she was painting his house, and of course, despite the pending civil suit where he's accused of sexual assault, Jason LaConfora is reporting that multiple teams are expected to at least explore the option of signing Antonio Brown before next week's trade deadline. Oh, and he wants to play too. And he wants you to know that he's a changed man now. How do we know that? Well, he put out a video on his YouTube channel yesterday practically begging teams to take a chance on him. Here is an excerpt.
Spending these 5 weeks off, you know, put me into reflection mode where I had to go within and, you know, really find out what's important. You know, feed myself not only physically, mentally, and spiritually. So for me, it's all about, you know, being there, you know, putting that work in with the family, getting up early, getting the kids ready, sending down that breakfast with them, you know, taking them to basketball.
All right, then don't play. Sounds great. You got tens of millions of dollars. You get to be with your family.
Sounds like you're very fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Enriched. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like everyone else without a job. Go and you can, you know, with tens of millions of dollars. Yeah, you can take the kids to, you can go down and get up early for breakfast. I don't understand how this is makes me as an NFL owner go,
hey, figured it out.
Look at that. He's,
wow, he's doing things that you're supposed to
he
do.
He took his kids to basketball. Something that I have to do 5 times a week in the winter.
You know, in this time of moment where I can't be out there preparing physically and playing, I know it's a time to support my babies. For the first time, we all together here in Miami under the same roof. You know, I take the responsibility and, you know, it's a job, it's work, you know, making that schedule, their schedule, my schedule, and being there.
The best receiver right now is at home in Miami.
Yeah, all right.
So the first time he's under the same roof with his children, it sounds to me like, yeah, you're making strides as a human.
I would say,
maybe you should be off the football field more often.
You know, Antonio Brown, there is something called an off season. You've not really spent any time with your kids during that time?
No,
what is this
video is, he's telling everyone how much he sacrificed over the last 5 weeks. I mean, that's it. There's no debating it.
Well, and then after that, Fred, there's 3 minutes of dramatic music of Antonio dusting some kids from the community college on a football field. He is seen wearing a Patriots hat for several portions of the video. Ooh. So take that for what it's worth. So, yeah, this is basically a 6-minute video begging teams to let him back.
And to that, I would say it sounds like you're doing some much needed work on your life with your family.
Yeah. Snyder will sign him. He'll be a Redskin.
Why?
Next week.
I probably.
Because it's Dan Snyder. Yeah, that's probably why.
Probably. That's the only team that would be dumb enough to take a chance.
Hey, listen, they came close in. They came close to getting San Francisco.
That's right.
Do you think he would accept a contract with them?
I think he'd accept a contract with anyone.
I think
now.
He just wants to play at this point.
See, I don't know. I think he'd rather not play than
I think what that video tells me is he's humbled to the point where he'll take any kind of job that's offered.
No, he's humbled to play with a team that's a contender. I guarantee you if the Redskins are, he will never play for the Redskins.
He'll play for the Redskins for a year. Sure,
I agree. I tend to agree.
Sure, he will.
Well, I mean,
Dan Snyder will
anything
be
to get away from that family.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as he said everyone's under the same roof.
Yeah. You have to get up early.
Oh, do you? We're under the same roof with my Roman Colosseums in the middle of my living room.
With a synagogue off to the left.
And my boxes of just crap that are left unpacked.
I like how it's just called a synagogue.
Yeah, he called it a synagogue.
It could have been anything.
Done up in Roman Catholic colors.
He's like, yeah, man, every Sunday morning I come in here and pray in my synagogue. Well, that's not how it works.
Oh, no.
You see, it's a different day.
I know, you missed it. It ended at sundown on Saturday. You're a little late.
You showed up 2 days late.
That's right.
To your own synagogue in your house.
Well, listen, Yom Kippur, he's eating all day. All right, what's going on, Rich? What will we discuss?
Rob Gronkowski finishes his tear on the NFL on Fox, and they're gonna do it. The NFL's gonna ruin another superstar.
All right, here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
So Rob Gronkowski continued his better-than-expected appearances for the NFL on Fox. And on Sunday morning, he asked if there was any coach he'd like to play for in the NFL, and who would it be? Any guesses?
Mike Tomlin.
You think you would say Tomlin?
No. I don't know.
Mike Ditka. If he had a time machine that could take him to Florida.
Sure. Maybe he would do that.
You know, there's a lot of great coaches out there, but there's one that sticks out, and he's actually a first-year coach, and he just came from the collegiate level, and it's Cliff
Kingsbury.
Really? Yeah. I love the guy. I know the guy, and I just feel like he would be a great fit. Yeah, he knows his football. He actually played in New England for a year or two, so that would be amazing, though.
He likes to throw it.
Yeah, likes to throw it. Get a lot of great personality. It would be awesome.
So
yeah.
Who is he standing next to there? I don't know if you saw the clip. It was Colin Cowherd, Peter Schrager, and there was another one. But Gronk looked like he could have eaten all three of them. And the way the camera angle was they had Gronk. I guess he just doesn't quite know where to stand yet. So he was way closer to the camera than the rest of them, and it almost looked like a Godzilla movie.
Is he just slapping his hands?
Yeah. So he's completely awkward when it comes to all things technical that you're supposed to know by being a television personality.
Notice how they all had to come in with Kingsbury, too?
Sure, he's like, Cliff!
And then they were like, Kingsbury!
So he's all over the place. He's rocking back and forth. But that show does need a tiny bit of chaos. It is so dry without him. And if you want to see a star player once again just get ruined, take a look at what Kansas City's planning on doing with Patrick Mahomes. They are saying that he is expected to miss only 3 weeks, and they're going to try to rush him back so he can continue to play for the rest of the season. Does that not seem wildly irresponsible to bring this guy back that quick?
No, he's got no – I mean, he's –
So his ankle was already hurting.
Yeah.
On top of that, he dislocated his kneecap.
Yeah, which is in place now.
And you don't think that you would want to do everything you could?
There's nothing that, I mean, there's not,
he can't like worsen a tear.
There's no ligament. If there's no ligament damage, which apparently there isn't, you have to wait for the body to heal after you snap that kneecap back in place. But I remember Adam Schefter's report the next morning saying, best case scenario, it's 3 weeks if there's no ligament damage. And it's going to be 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think this is an RG3 situation where the coach is irresponsibly sending him back out there when he's clearly not 100%.
See, I read that it's a situation where he could re-aggravate the same injury.
Of course. But that could happen if he waits five, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, wasn't there a situation where Cam Newton kind of did the same thing?
Cam Newton got hit every game for years and years and years and years and years.
Well, that's not he's the injury, pummeled. Though, that was re-aggravated, though. I know that he's had concussion after concussion after concussion.
But, but that's not the same as this.
No. No, he's fine.
Okay. Is he going to be 100%? Probably not. But, I mean, look, quarterbacks take it. Even with the new rules as they are, quarterbacks do take punishment.
I'd like to take a look at their schedule and see. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Before the week 12 bye, the Chiefs are set to play the Packers, Vikings, Titans, and the Chargers. That is a fairly tough stretch. So, I mean, I see why they would probably want to get somebody in there. Matt Moore looked all right. I mean, but then again, who knows how well he's going to play.
Matt Moore
against
11 years, 10 of which have been as a backup. I don't.
He's always been all right backup.
He's one of those guys that I'm always surprised whenever I find out what team he's on. Like, oh, yeah, he plays for them? Oh, wow, okay. Yeah.
No, he's just there. He's made almost $25 million in his career. It's very impressive.
That he has. Being a backup quarterback in the NFL is extremely lucrative, especially when you are somebody like him who can last as long as a decade. So I don't know if you saw this thing that I retweeted yesterday, but there was a news report out of Dallas, and it said before and after images of a home near Dallas North Tollway and Royal Lane in North Dallas that was badly damaged during the tornado tonight. I'm not sure if you knew this, but there was a massive tornado that hit the city of Dallas, and it's this mansion on the left side, gorgeous, and on the right side, the roof is completely off. And to that, Tyler Sagan retweeted it and said, thanks to everyone reaching out about the news tonight, I am safe. Luckily, this is my house for sale, and I have moved into a new one. I just left the area, and it's an extremely sad sight to see. Prayers to everyone affected by the tornado. So this was his home that was on the market, and it is just destroyed.
Well, now you buy it. You buy it cheap. You refab that sumbitch.
I wonder what the deal.
And you flip it.
I wonder if you have tornado insurance, and you're selling that house, whether you're made whole or you're screwed in some sort of way.
Oh, if you own the home and you have homeowner's insurance, in what scenario would you not recoup the insurance money?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you'd get what the house is worth.
Why
you
not?
Probably might get something, you know, enough to
why
repair
not?
It. I don't know. I mean,
you
I think
own the house, you the bank, and you have an agreement for the house. Just you haven't sold it yet. The insurance company has to pay to fix the house.
Sure, but it might not be for the amount of money that you would have gotten by selling it. So you'd have to sit and wait for all of the repairs.
Yes,
and then sell for it. Oh, I see what you say. The insurance would be on the value of the house, whereas if you had sold it, you'd gain more of a profit.
You would have a lot more money.
You'd lose a little bit. I see what you're saying.
So they would fix the house, then you would sell it for a profit.
And then it would take forever to fix this thing.
Yes, it would take a long time.
So Tyler Sagan, his house absolutely thrashed last night. I didn't realize it was that bad. There's all these videos coming out of this one guy on his porch, and there's just like stuff flying in front of him, like giant like furniture, like flying, like it almost looks like the Wizard of Oz in the middle of Dallas. Dallas, those storms are insane, and maybe it's because everything's so flat and there's not a lot of the wind to get knocked around on. I mean, there was twice when I lived there that I got knocked over. The wind was so bad, and the second time I almost got knocked over. Which I'm a fairly big guy. It gets intense there.
Did you see either of you see the video on the news? They're playing it over and over again of a guy who's just like, he knows the tornado's out there somewhere, and he's like filming into the blackness, and all of a sudden a bolt of lightning strikes and you see the tornado literally 100 yards from
him. I've seen that.
Oh my Lord.
When I was in middle school, they were supposed to put us in the basement of the school, but there was no room. So in a very safe fashion, they put us in a hallway where one of the walls was glass. And we could look out, and I saw the tornado go by, and it knocked over a electrical line onto the car of our lunch lady, Roberta Pates, who said had a sticker said, "I'm poor, but I'm proud." And she was trapped in the car because they couldn't get her out because of the electrical live wire was on her car. Oh. And so after the tornado was over, we came out there, and she's like, "Ooh, babies, I'm all right. Roberta's all right." And It took like 3 hours for someone to come out and take this wire off.
That's too
bad. It's like someone really called and they're like, hey, we got someone trapped at Country Day. We got someone trapped in their car. And they're like, who is it? It's the lunch lady. All right,
we'll see you in a little bit.
We'll get there when we can. But we all just came back and we're like, Roberta. Oh, baby, I'm all right.
Well, the NFL seems to be pissed with his players criticizing the referees, so they said, we're going to start charging you a lot of money. The league fined Baker Mayfield, your favorite guy there, also Clay Matthews, and Lions defensive back Tracy Walker, $12,500
each. How could you possibly find someone from Detroit?
I don't know.
For saying something about the officiating?
I don't know. But what got Baker Mayfield in trouble is he said, the refs are never an excuse. I'll probably get fined for saying this, but it was pretty bad today.
Yeah, it was the ref's fault in his case.
He said that one of the guys in the Seahawks was lowering his head into Jarvis Landry. What's Landry supposed to do? Avoid him? This isn't bullfighting. I don't know. It ticks me off. And then your guy from Detroit said, extremely pissed right now. It is what it is. Disappointed, hurt. We had this game. It's going. I'm going to say the same blank. We should have won. It is what it is. We got to bounce back. And he said, I felt like we could have had a better game and we were supposed to come victorious with that game. He said, but there were some awful calls. And how would you possibly argue with that? Like, didn't the league essentially come out and basically apologize?
In whatever fashion, yes, they've.
If you apologize, if you say that you missed a call, there should be no fines levied against the team that complains.
Right. True. Yep.
Especially, they don't like it when you call out that a game is fixed. All right, Rich, what do we got coming up?
It looks like there are some shenanigans and trash talking in the upcoming World Series.
Oh, all right. So we'll be right back.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Oh, holler if you hear me. Here we go. It's still dark outside, and it's going to get dark at 5.
It's already getting dark way too early.
Yep. And baseball is now over for my son, and softball is over for my daughter, so we're going into indoor sports.
Yep.
Which means that it's not going to get warm again until middle of June. All right, Rich, what's
going on?
Mild
winter, though, Fred, according to the people in the know. They're saying it's going to be a mild winter.
Great. But I heard there's going to be tons of precipitation.
Yes. A wetter winter than expected, but warmer. So I guess a ton of rain.
So rain, not snow.
Okay.
I'll take it.
You know what? I'm going to Aruba in March, and I give it to this. Crash knows his Aruba. My wife asked him for something, and he sent me an email that might be 8,000 words.
Nice.
He knows about the Rube.
The Rube.
I mean, different experiences. I mean, he's staying at some, 9 to 5 or nickel and dimer.
He goes. Sure. Does he still go to the Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville when he goes there?
I don't know if the Rube has one. It's got a Hoots because it's in his itinerary.
I will guarantee you Aruba has a Margaritaville. Somebody look it up.
I've never been to Aruba.
I would bet a digit that it would. Yes.
I have a feeling you might be correct. Mm-hmm. If does he consider that the Caribbean?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't know.
Margaritaville, right. Caribbean, Jamaica, Grand Turk, Grand Cayman. I think there's Latitude Margaritaville in Aruba. Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations.
I'm going to go there every day to pretend that I'm at the beach.
Right. Whereas you could just step outside of that restaurant. No, you're actually
it's
there.
It's not the right vibe.
No.
You got to get into the margarita.
You got to hear the sweet tunes.
Yeah, you got to get a cheeseburger and a marg.
That's right.
you know, sometimes, you know, you just need a little
grapefruit. Bathing suit.
What do you do for that stink in your mouth?
You want a little juicy fruit, baby. If it's Andrew, not hungover.
What's that, Dan? You're saying it might not be 100% true?
Well, when you Google Margaritaville, Aruba, up come floor plans for a development in South Carolina.
Oh.
And the buildings are called Aruba.
Oh, maybe
Aruba.
It's a tax situation.
Oh, the buildings are called Aruba. That's my
so
fault.
The floor plan is called Aruba, so the neighborhood that you're in.
Okay, no, it's a tax right. scam. All I understand. Right.
Yeah. In Hardeeville, South Carolina.
There is one of those, like if you go down towards, like if you get off the wrong exit on your way to Disney World, there is one of those Margaritaville complexes that they're building there. And that's obviously for like the retirees who want to live the Margaritaville lifestyle, yeah. whose kids don't ever visit them. So they put it next to Disney World to try to convince. Maybe if I do that, they'll finally come stay with me.
Yeah, that sounds like the right idea.
Sure. Show up and grandpa's drunk again.
Yep. Just, you know, wasting away.
Mm-hmm.
Margaritaville, right. literally.
Right, wasting away in Kissimmee. So here is, I don't know if you watched any of this, but this was kind of dramatic.
Here's a 2-1. And that's driven deep to left center field. Garner is going back. Looking up. See you later. See you later. Astros headed back to the World Series. Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer. And the Astros beat the Yankees 6-4. Win the ALCS 4-2. Altuve mobbed at home plate.
Yeah. And with that, every dad with a little kid that's not very tall is saying, he's going pro.
Yeah. He's going to be something.
Best look was on Chapman's face after he gave up that homer. I can't believe that pygmy just hit a 410-foot homer off me.
Yep. As a matter of fact, he was slammed on social media. A bunch of people end up crushing the guy because they said he was laughing after he gave up that walk-off home run that ended the Yankee season.
Yeah, he didn't care.
He was asked about it. He goes, that is so stupid. How can anyone possibly think that? We just fought back to tie game 6. We're trying to send the series back to a game 7. I don't know what they're referring to, but I was simply in shock. I couldn't believe that happened. Listen, it couldn't have happened to a better guy. So you crap on him all you want. I'm not going to defend him in any way, shape, or form. He was laughing his ass off and cackling in your face if you were a Yankees fan. So congratulations. And then Astros' Carlos Correa, by the way, took a swipe at the Yankees afterwards. Said he did not like their name, Savages, that they were given. As a matter of fact, it's a great series. We knew they had a great team. Like, they call themselves their Savages, but in this jungle called the American League, we're the apex predator. Ow! Oh, yeah.
Yeah, someone get Nickelback to write a theme song. We're in this jungle.
If it was the Expos, then you could do that.
Yeah.
You need a Canadian team.
All right, John, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm in the Marine Corps Reserves, and I was down at Parris Island, South Carolina, and that place, Margaritaville, is there. And Parris Island, South Carolina, is in the swamps of South Carolina. And so I saw that big, huge, like, Margaritaville compass. I'm like, what is this? And I drove in, and there's, like, nothing there. They haven't started developing yet. They got a couple of models. And it's just like glorified double-wide community with the Margaritaville sign up front.
Yeah.
I don't know why you live there.
Of course you wouldn't live there. It's they take a place in a dump, and then they play crappy music 24 hours a day. Can you imagine, like, what a nightmare that would become? Like, everything, Jimmy Buffett, everything, everywhere you look, there's Jimmy Buffett.
Until you die, that's all you hear is Jimmy Buffett music.
Like, say, like, you have the flu or you're passing a kidney stone.
God.
And, like, the whole, and this is just bombing out of everywhere.
He is so damn smart. I'm, like, now looking at, not only does he have those old folks homes for Margaritaville, he has this new Margaritaville resorts and hotels, and they are everywhere. He's got a Margaritaville one in Costa Rica, Missouri. Perfect. Perfect. Oh, yeah. Kissimmee, right next to, the Margaritaville old folks.
Wait, there's a resort in Missouri?
Yep, in the Ozarks.
Oh.
Yep, he's got one there. He's got one in Pensacola Beach, Gatlinburg. Oh, how perfect is that?
That's not far from my parents.
Biloxi. Oh, it's just like you're in the tropics. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, right near your parents' house as well. Bossier City, Louisiana. Boy, these are some thumbnail like butts. Let's see, Vicksburg, Mississippi.
These are hotels?
Yep, resorts and hotels. These are not just like the old folks. I mean, he's brilliant. brilliant because you know there's going to be a whole bunch of Crash Clarks that want to stay at these things.
You know that, like, he had a book that's actually pretty good. A Pirate Looks at 50, and it's about his life, and it's about how the islands have been run over by, you know, by North Americans, and people want the New York Times when, you know, what the hell are they thinking?
Yeah.
You know, this is a local thing. And then he's taken his whole life to ruin it. He's taken everything to ruin it. Turks and Caicos is a beautiful, beautiful place. And he just goes, Ron John Surf Shop, Margaritaville, trapped. Let's go to the one bad part of the island with the oil rig. Drop you off there and force you to sit there.
Man, it's just a lesson. Find a niche and exploit it. Like, he was like the only guy doing this, hey, I'm living the beach lifestyle, and made an empire out of it. And Kenny Chesney was smart enough to go, hey, man, he's not going to live forever.
Yeah.
Maybe I can be the apprentice.
Yeah.
And sure enough, now he's Mr. Beach's toes in the sand. No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Yeah, and that's going to be, and then there's nothing like Cincinnati, Ohio. Seen a Buffett Ozarks show where people, the Ozarks at least has water. There's nothing like Kentucky River, whatever.
Yeah. I was just going to say, the river's right there.
Yeah, the river's right there. It's beautiful. It's very swimmable.
Yes, Dan.
Just real quick, what that gentleman was talking about, because I looked up the actual street address in Hardeeville, South Carolina. It's nowhere near Hilton Head or Savannah. It's kind of in between. But these are some of the street names. Summertime Place, Conk Court, and what else? Lakeside Boulevard, Coral Reef Way. Those are the street addresses.
It should be, and then someone's going to put an ER on it and go, Coral Reefer.
Yeah.
I love smoking reefer.
That's his band, the Coral Reefer Band.
I know. Because the coral reef is something you find in the tropics. And then reefer is another term for weed.
I used to love it when the guy who I used to babysit his kids for would come home from the Jimmy Buffett show. He would overpay me by a ton. He would just reach in his wallet and hand me a wad of cash because he was so drunk.
What's the point of money, man? Just find yourself a little slice of paradise.
I was making, like, I think $10 an hour. And he showed up one time and gave me $200.
Oh, it's just a bunch of worthless paper, man.
I told my mom about it. She made me go back and pay him like $150 back.
Why did you tell your mother?
Because I couldn't believe it. I was like, he just made me $200. Like, I freaked out. I was like 15 at the time. She had to pick me up. I was like, oh my God.
Did he take the money back?
He did. I think he was just drunk and dumb. It's not that he was happy. I think he was just drunk and handed me, he thought, well, I don't know what he thought it was.
He just thought it was worthless paper, man. Just get me a little shack by the sea and some locals to have some cold brews and cheeseburgs with. I don't know. Do people even like him anymore?
Yeah, he still packs it out. He still packs it out.
But the average age has got to be 55.
Average? Oh, no, go higher than that.
Oh, really?
I mean, so think about it. When was Margaritaville a hit?
In the 78?
70s? Yeah. So let's say you were 30 in 78. Not even 40. Like, you know, let's say you were 30 in 78. I mean, that's, you're in your 70s.
And by the way, he hasn't.
Is that right? Is my math completely off? Yeah. You're in your 70s.
He has sold, like, no albums, too. It's, like, remarkable.
Well, I think his greatest hits is massive,
yeah, it's like
obviously.
One of those Eagles things. But, yeah, like, he's, like, never had an album, like, in the top 100 or something. All right, Rich, Tom Brady, very angry with the media in one of the dumber responses by an athlete to an inquiry I've ever heard. Tom Brady gets very defensive. By the way, how sallow are his cheeks? Is that the correct term?
Like sunken?
Sunken. He's becoming gaunt.
Yeah. He's becoming, very, very thin.
Like gaunt. His face does not look healthy.
Healthier in my face.
Not mine. But if I was his mother and I was Italian, I'd be like, Tom, you gotta eat, is what I would say. If I was like Vinny from Jersey Shore's mom, we'd have a pasta course, and then we'd have cutlets and sausage and peppers, and then everyone would let it digest, and then I'd serve a nice dessert.
And then Tom would be, hey, Tom, you look great.
And they're like, oh, you're not eating anything!
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.